If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
As we get underway here at the City Ground. 7 out of 21.
Davis, this ball towards Hemed. That's a nice turn from Hemed. He's got two for company. It's a good challenge from Watson to win the ball back for Forrest. Hemed was a little bit unlucky there. No one for company.
Oh, well done,
Nabi. Clearance forward from Forrest has been well picked off by Nabi Sarr. Drill cross towards far post. Taylor
scores! That's a superb goal!
What an assist from Nabi Sarr. Winning the ball first. The ball to the back post was outstanding. Alar Taylor just slid in to make it Chol 1, Forrest 0.
That is an outstanding goal from Lyle Taylor, and not just the finish, by the way. The build-up play was good enough into Hemed's feet. He turns his man. He had three players for company and lost out to Watson. The ball came over here onto this near side. They were aiming for Lolly. Saw read it, got his foot in first. Thought about taking it down the line, but saw the opportunity to curl that ball in a pace into the edge of the six-yard box. Did so perfectly. Hemed was close, but Lyle Taylor further across on the right. Got there and drilled it past Samba. He had no chance with that. And Charlton, to be fair, have threatened that on two or three occasions. But what a way to take the lead.
Goes backwards to Jenkinson. Ball in the penalty area. It's a dangerous one.
Oh, what a save!
A touch over the bar from Phillips. As Nabi Sarr, of all players, just got a touch on here at the near post. And Phillips, we think, got the slightest of fingertips to
what
touch
a save
off the
that
bar.
Is. When I came around, somebody
held me to my feet and said, as Dylan Phillips prepares to take this goal kick. James Lawken, brilliant commentary, guys. Thank you, my friend.
And there's the final result. A superb victory for the Addicts.
What a win. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. We're still alive.
Out of nowhere. Oh, yes, we are still alive, and it did come out of nowhere. Good evening and welcome to Charlton Live. This is the Big Match Preview. My name is Louis Mendes. Joining me in the studio here as we get ready to look back at a quite spectacular 1-0 win up at Nottingham Forest and look ahead to Saturday's home game with Blackburn Rovers over opposite me. Just you today, Nathan Muller. How you doing, Nath?
Quite lonely, mate, over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, well...
Just me and a set of drums. See, yeah. I was going to do sing Just the Two of Us, but a bit of bongo drum... With a bit of that song doesn't, I think I'll kill it.
Yeah, I mean, I did wonder why you walked into the studio with some bongo drums that you found in the other room. But
Yeah, I did find them. I didn't just sort of bowl into work with these and then just put them on the train.
As with most things regarding Nathan, I think it's better not to ask. But here we go. So on this evening's show, we've just heard the highlights of that brilliant 1-0 win up in Nottingham Forest. We're going to talk about that game, of course, one of my favourites so far of the season. Opens up a nice six-point gap above the relegation zone as well. We're going to hear Lee Bowyer's reaction to that. Of course, we got to hear from the man, Nabi Sarr, after he's quite remarkable assist and general performance was very good as well, minus one blip where he nearly scored an own goal, but that's Nabi for you. You never know what you're going to get from him, do you? So we're going to talk about that game. We've got a few tweets and emails that have come in, and then of course we'll look ahead to the game with Blackburn Rovers here at the Valley Football for a fiver. I've been told to point out that if you're coming on Saturday, make sure you get here early because it's a sellout here at the Valley. It's going to be very, very busy, and if you get here too close to kickoff, you're probably going to be queuing up to get in, so make sure you're here bang on time for that game. Nath, I mean, the turnaround from that performance at Stoke on Saturday to the one we saw at the City Ground. You know, a Forest team that if they'd won, could have gone into that top two of the Championship. Bang on form. They hadn't lost at home in their last seven games. Just beat Leeds United, although who hasn't, to be fair, on Saturday. I mean, they would have been brimming full of confidence. We were on the back of a hiding at Stoke and arguably our worst performance of the season, certainly up there. No one saw that coming, but boy, was that 3 points deserved.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wasn't there, but obviously I've watched it and obviously tuned in with Tell and Greg. I must admit, when obviously they beat Leeds and see they had us and then they could have gone second and then they got West Brom on Saturday and then they could have easily, you know, depending on results, they could have gone top on after Saturday against West Brom. But for me, although I know Bo said, you know, we made changes as well, I did think they did rest players thinking about Saturday and was quite, if I'm being honest, I thought they were going to turn up and win the game.
Mm.
And they know a team like Charlton, Saturday against Stoke wasn't, you know, it couldn't get any worse really, unless you obviously get absolutely pummeled. But yeah, I think Bo said that we wouldn't see that again. There was a reaction and there was a bit of buoyancy. And I think when we went 1-0 up, I don't know, it just back to the earlier parts of the season where we just looked a bit, we didn't look as nervous as normal. And but yeah, no, I think looking on the balance of play and chances, even Sabri Lamouchi come out and said that we were the better team. For an away team, or for an home manager rather, sorry, to say that for a team like Forest, it proves that, you know, how much we deserve those 3 points.
Mm, yeah, I mean, we've got to talk about that goal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was remarkable. Naby, the way he steps in, and it's just an interception. You just get that by being a bit more attacking, being on the front foot, and that's where he was. He made the interception. Now, he had so much space to run into, but that vision, he saw the players making the run into the air. I assume it was Hemed at the near post and Taylor at the far. That first-time cross, I mean, there's not many centre-halves in this league that can execute a ball like that, is there?
No, exactly. We were just saying off air, and if you count, go through all the teams in the league, if how many of the centre-halves can do that? You might. I mean, I don't know every single one to off me top of my head, but I don't think most of them would be able to whip in a ball like that. And I think we, in recent weeks, were especially over, you know, the Christmas, New Year, January period when we had a lot of youngsters playing. When Bo says about game, you know, game awareness and experience, it's things like that you can't really tell, you know, when youngsters are playing, but more experienced players can read the game, and Naby read the game. He read the pass, pressed higher, and he managed to get toe to it. And then, obviously, that old Beckham-esque cross, which absolutely unbelievable. I remember last year. Was it last year against Accrington when Lewis Page run done at Accrington?
Yeah,
like something like that. And Page is a good technical player, but Naby was unreal ball. But yeah, great finish by a poacher for Lau again, who's still on fire. Better get the fire engine out, but well, hopefully not.
Yeah. Not literally. I mean, that'd be awful. But I mean, we're talking about, and obviously everyone's absolutely purring over the intervention from Naby. Yeah, he's part in that goal. But I mean, arguably, we've actually taken a little bit away from the finish because, I mean, Taylor's still running onto that. The ball's coming over a defender's head and he's got to get it into the corner. Otherwise, if he hits it too straight, the keeper's there, Samba. So, I mean, we've probably taken a little bit away from the finish as well. It's a superb finish.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable finish. I mean, a lot of strikers. I mean, you'd be a good striker, but that was a really instinctive sort of poacher's finish because some strikers may have seen, you know, it's been whipped in. Maybe they think Tammer's going to get an head to it, or if he jumps, are they going to push, you know, put him off? But Lyle didn't. He gambled and was clinical, and something that we were lacking at some games this season. And we took our chance, and that was the only chance that we needed to take, you know, in the end, obviously winning the game. But yeah, great finish by Taylor, and you can just tell not only his goals, but the way he plays, and that he is like a talisman. And I think we've already said, I mean, it was keeping him was so, so pivotal.
Yeah, I mean, so some of his running, in particular in the second half, I mean, we involved in counter-attacks that happened a few times, but tireless. I mean, I remember there's, you know, times that the people have suggested, because we don't know what his future's going to hold with Lyle Taylor, that some people think, oh, he's going to down tools. But, I mean, that's never been the case, even at the start of the season when he wanted to move and he didn't. He still came on, scored goals, works hard. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, you're always going to get from Lyle Taylor. You're always going to get the effort.
Yeah, of course you will. I mean, you know, Bo said that, and you can tell that's the sort of player. Lyle will always give his 110%. And if you look at, if you put the shoe on the other foot sort of thing, if he does down tools, I mean, and he's a free agent in the summer, if let's say he does, he said that he's going. Let's just assume that, right? For this argument, he's going to want to get the best club he can. So if him sulking and down in tools isn't, he ain't really going to get many suitors. Or what they could see is like, right, he's still banging them in. We're going to get this geezer on a 3-year. So he's still, he's playing either for a new contract here or he's playing for a really good contract somewhere else. So, yeah, Taylor won't do that. And he said that, Bo said that, and his performances are saying that.
Mm, yeah, now obviously we mentioned with Naby, you never really know from 1 minute to the next, from the sublime to the ridiculous. And it can't have been more than a minute or 2 minutes after after his part in the goal that we went down the other end. I'm going to guess it was Joe Lolley who put the crossover because he was putting everything over for Forest. He was clearly their most influential player without really creating too much. He whipped in this cross and then Naby's, he's just got to get something on it because there's men lurking behind him and it's an awkward height for him. It's come off sort of his shin, it almost looked like. And Dylan's made a superb save and I only realised on the replay that it was a save. I thought Naby just put it straight onto the crossbar, but I mean that shows with Naby you never know what you're going to get. But I mean that's why you got your goalkeeper there to sort of bail you out of that situation.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it reminded me obviously when it happened, it reminded me of the QPR one where he sort of scuffed his clearance at Naby and they scored from it. But yeah, for Dills to pull off another save, another good game for Dills, amazing that, isn't it? Still deserves number one jersey, but oh well. Yeah, no, he's been doing that all season. We were just saying off air the amount of saves he's done this year.
Mm.
And Wednesday, wasn't it, or Tuesday? Can't remember. But, it's the same. I forgot what day it is. That's Dill's job. He obviously likes the platitudes and that, but he'll just say that's his job. And he's done it all season. And as a unit, a defence is that you bail each other out and help your mate next year.
Mm. Yeah, and it was a great defensive display as well. I mean, like I say, there were plenty of times when we looked like we could have had a bit more on the counter attack, and we hear from Bo in a minute. He was a bit disappointed we didn't score more than just the one. But you know, when you go to a team like Forest who have been quite free scoring, particularly at home, they haven't scored as many as most teams in the top two. Actually, that's quite interesting. In the top five, they've only got 20. But you know, a team that you know are going to certainly put you under pressure and create chances because they have won a lot of games recently at home. You know, you're going to be put under pressure, which we were, but. In the second half, I can think of one half-decent chance where the cross came into Tyler Walker and he sort of prodded it towards goal. But that was a fairly comfortable save for Dylan. Then there was the one in the last minute where I believe the flag was up anyway on the far side after the cross was flicked on. We certainly restricted them. And that's not something you can say we've done a lot recently.
No, exactly. I think it was a great defensive display. I think Matthews is getting better and better as the games go by. I thought it was a wise decision to bring on Purriton for Doughty when Matty Cash was coming on for the fresh legs. Obviously, the centre-halves there, Naby and Dills. And I think that little bit of protection now, that Prattley could have had a bit of a rest because he's getting on a bit, as Bo said. But, that Digger D, as he's known, hasn't he? But, I just think it was a good all-round. I class those ones as a real sort of, professional way, hard-working sort of performances. And to go to a team, albeit, Sammy Omiyobi and Lewis Grabban weren't there, where they didn't start, it's still a brilliant win because I must admit, I wasn't expecting a win.
No.
I was, even at 1-0, half-time, I'm thinking, come on, keep the first 15 minutes, I'll take a draw here. But, and the boys stuck at it, and unbelievable result. But we just got to make sure we keep this momentum now and win these games so we can get to those 11 points.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that because it's one of my topics I've written down to have a discussion about, Purriton coming on for Alfie Doughty. Because I remember when I was putting out the tweet saying that was happening, I got quite a few replies saying, well, what's he doing? But I thought it was quite clear at the time. Yeah. Bayern knows that it's going to be a defensive back to the walls job for the last 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
He brings on a player in Purriton who, he put in two or three excellent challenges, won a couple of corners as well going forward. We know what Alfie's capable of, especially going forward, but sometimes in a game that's going to require a lot of concentration, it was absolutely no harm bringing on an old head like Purriton to help shore up that left hand side.
No, of course it will. I mean, obviously Doughty had to have Joe Lolley, one of the best sort of inside forwards in this league in my opinion, and he done a job. And then it gets, like you say, that's going to be a back to the walls job. Forest are going to attack you. Doughty, he'll get tired. His game awareness is getting better and better, but he can still get tired like any other player. And I think it was quite a sensible move, to be honest. I mean, when I heard the substitute that was happening, I could imagine people going, "Oh, why is he doing it?" But if you think about it tactically, all they would do is they would have just overloaded Alfie. You'd have had Lolley out that side. You would have had Matty Cash come over, and it was I think it was a wise sub, and we've always said that Ben, apart from a couple of, what, the QPR game maybe, and one, the one before that, he's more or less a 6 or 7 out of 10. Yeah, he's not going to go and overlap your fullback and take players on like Royce Wiggins used to do or Lewis Pate. He's not that sort of player. But he is a solid player, and he, like you say, he contributed to that win, and I think he can do a job. But I can understand where people would have been like, oh, well, you know, but you've got to, you can only beat what's put in front of you, and I think Bode made the right call, yeah.
Funny enough, now, someone else I was actually quite impressed with, but again, when I was looking at some of the messages coming in, Tom Ahmed, I thought, clearly he missed a couple of chances, especially at the start of the second half. There was one in the first sort of minute of the second period where the ball came to him inside the air and a shot was charged down. There was another one where a counter-attack was on. I think Matthews stepped in to win the ball, laid it off to Taylor. Now, Taylor should have gone right to Matthews. Instead, he whipped one in towards Hemed's chest height. I mean, it was a difficult chance in the first place. Hemed ended up lifting it over the bar. So I could see why people were frustrated that he didn't make the most of those chances. But he was actually linking up play quite nicely. He was coming back a little bit involved in a few good moves. I was surprised by some of the vitriol he was getting online. I said someone after the game, I said, I thought he played well. And he was like, yeah, he was all right. And then Boya said the same. So I was surprised. I was surprised by some of the reactions he got. But I guess when your striker hasn't got that goal yet, then people are going to be a little bit impatient for that. But I've certainly seen an improvement since he's come back over the last few weeks than what we saw at the early part of this season.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, the times I've seen Tomo at home, he hasn't really offered me much. I mean, the ball wasn't sticking. He wasn't winning headers. And I'm thinking, you know, well, what's he in the team for? You know, what is he actually contributing? But I agree with you. I think yesterday it was probably his better game. His link-up play and... But we still got to remember, he came in, he's not played many minutes, he's still getting back to full fitness and, not you know, and I think we're just giving the minutes and he'll get better and better. But yeah, I think he had a good game. There was a couple of people I spoke to who said that they didn't think so. But, you know, it's football and people can think that. But I thought it was, you know, I didn't think he was amazing. But I thought, yeah, like he's definitely had improvements from the first couple of games I've seen, for sure.
Couple of little spells from Aaron Oztimer as well. Yep. I liked him turning up in between the lines. Yep. He kept it moving a couple of times, didn't he? Yeah, he looked all right as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, for me, in that first half against Forest at home, it was the most dominating performance I can remember at home. Like, absolutely battered him. And he was instrumental in everything that we'd done that night. And he was blowing at half time because it was his first game, wasn't it? But that's what Erhan can do, and I think the difference we've got now with, you know, Erhan can play there, and you've got Johnny that can play there, and McGeady, they're not the same player. They're all different sort of calibre of players, and I think that's really important, where Erhan can come in, you know, go into the little holes and, like you say, pick up the little balls and try and be cute with it. And I think for teams it ain't going to work, maybe like the Millwalls of this world, he ain't going to be able to do that. But teams that like to play and where he's going to get space, he can hurt you. And I really like him. He's a good player.
Yeah, and you mentioned Aidan McGeady there. Of course, made his debut off the bench sort of midway through the second half. Again, had a couple of spells. I think that pretty much the first time he picked the ball up, he got into a dangerous position and whipped across over, or floated across really, over towards the far post. It sort of drifted wide in the end. But there was a couple of times. I mean, obviously, with his first game for us, it's going to take a while. But you saw a couple of flashes of what he could be about.
Yeah, of course. And you've got to remember he's... he's played the Champions League, he's played at Spartak Moscow, he's a good player, he's got a good pedigree. I know he's a bit one of the senior players, if you can call it that, but he's got a good pedigree. And again, he wasn't playing very much at Sunderland, but we all know how good player he is. I remember the Sunderland game here last year, he was unbelievable, and I was scared every time we got the ball. So, I mean, once he's fully fit, and he was ill, when he's been ill recently, I'm not making an excuse for people, I'm just thinking we just need to accept that not everyone's going to come in and, you know, do a Conor Gallagher and just hit the ground running. You know, people take time to bed into tactics and everything. Not everyone plays the same way. But, yeah, you know, if we can stay fit, it just gives that competition for places. And like Bo said, it pushes other players. It pushes the likes of, you know, Ozzy or even Johnny now. Like, he didn't play. Yeah, he may have been rested, but Johnny will be in training now. Like, yeah, no, I want to play this week. Like, if I'm fit, you know, you've got to pick me. And that's what you want, and that's what Bowie wants, and I think that's what healthy for everyone.
Yeah, so you mentioned it at the top. I mean, Bowie was asked after the game. It's quite a long interview, so it's not in the clip we're going to play. But, you know, did Sheffield, Nottingham Forest made a few changes from the team that beat Leeds, including the likes of Lewis Grabban not playing and Amiobi. I mean, was that disrespectful? Because I mean, they made five changes, we made four. So at the time, I didn't really think too much of it. I did think it was a bit odd that the top scorer didn't seem to be about. But at the same time, you think, well, you know, clubs make changes for midweek games because this is the Championship. It's relentless. You've got to keep it fresh.
Yeah, I mean, like Bo said, you know, no one should dictate to who picks whose team or whatever. But I think ours were sort of semi-forced, I suppose. And I think, in my opinion, I think Forest saw the, you know, they played well against Leeds. You know, not many teams deserve to beat Leeds, and they did. And they put a shift in. They had a game against us, and they had another massive game at West Brom on Saturday coming up. So I do think they did rest players, thinking that they reckon their second string, in inverted commas, would be enough to beat us, in my opinion. And I think it backfired, and I think Lamucci come out and said that he done it wrong a little bit. Grabban maybe, but I think if Sammy Amiobi was the shock for me that they didn't start him. I don't know if he had a knock, but especially the way they play with Sammy and Lolly on either side, I think that would have been quite dangerous. But listen, I mean, it's done there, and they have to lick their wounds and go and get them themselves. But for me, I did think it was a case that they fought. You know, they're down, they ain't won away in August. We've got a good squad. They're struggling a little bit. I think we've got enough to beat them with our second string. Do you know what I mean? But
Came back to bite them on the backside.
Of course it did.
Certainly did. Right, let's have a listen to what Lee Bayer said then after the game. I caught up with the Addicts boss pitch side at the City Ground. He said he was delighted with the reaction from his side after the weekend's defeat at Stoke.
Yeah, I think Saturday after the game, I said that won't happen again. I know the group that I have, and that wasn't like us the weekend, but tonight was like the way we can play. From start to finish, I thought we was better than them. They created the odd chance here and there, but they're a good side, you know. Not many teams have taken 4 points from Forest this season, especially to come here and to get three. And for me, it should have been more. The only criticism I have is that we should have won by more.
The first clean sheet and a first win on the road, of course, since the end of August. And, you know, your home form's all right, but picking up points away from home as well will give you a good chance of staying up in this division.
Yeah, it sounds worse than what it is, you know. Obviously, from August, when we came back and we picked up all them injuries. That's the reason why we've been in every game away from home, apart from the weekend just gone. So most important thing is that we're 3 points closer to the target that we need. People writ us off and said that we're going to go down, and I said I believe in this group of players, and they keep fighting, they will, I know that, and I'll keep pushing them, and with our fans behind us, we've got a good group here.
You have to talk about the quality of the guy. I mean, you fancy Lyle Taylor to score from anywhere, but that assist from Naby Sal was something special.
Yeah, but that's something that we worked on yesterday, you know, like we had to walk for it because obviously they're still recovering from the weekend. So but it was like we had to be brave, and we had to be brave on the press, and if Naby wasn't brave there on the press, then we don't score the goal, because he was really high, he was right in front of myself, and then and some ball. That's what he has, though. He has that left foot. He's got a beautiful left foot. And then if you give Lyle Taylor a chance, he scores. That's what he does. So, I'm pleased for Naby and obviously pleased for Lyle, because it just showed that what I was trying to drum into him, it pays off. And, most important thing is we've got 3 points and we move on.
It opens up a nice gap again now to 6 points down to Wigan inside the relegation zone. But I guess the way the Championship is, that gap's going to get bigger, shorter as the season goes on.
Yeah, how many games left? 14, 15?
Something like that.
Yeah, 14, 15. There's going to be a lot of twists and turns. There's teams that are above us that are going to get sucked into it as well. I honestly believe that. So, it's a long way to go. Most important thing is that we've got 3 points, great team performance. Everybody worked so hard. And then we move on to Saturday. I hear it's going to be a sellout on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. And we have to maintain that standard, you know, that work rate, that work ethic. And that's why we had such a good start, because we was playing like that. But it's been difficult. We've had difficult times, and it's great to see.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cullen trying to take his man on. Chip ball back across. Bowers there. Pierce is there. Bowers with a header. And it's shot.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh, he's got it! Oh, Patrick Barr! You absolute German beauty! Woo! Dreamland! Cullen has scored! With seconds remaining!
We've done it, too.
Get in! Come on! What a time to be a hero! Here at Wembley! Oh, my word! Oh, my word!
Charlton Live.
All right, so welcome back. This is the big match preview there. We just heard from Lee Bowyer after that spectacular win up at Nottingham Forest. Spectacular. No, that's not a word, is it? Like a spatula up at Nottingham Forest the other day. Clearly delighted. I mean, he needed a reaction from that performance at the Bet365 Stadium the other day, Nathan.
Yeah.
And perhaps a return to what we were used to seeing on the road a bit earlier on in the season. You know, the sort of defensive displays, you know, we have been able to put in, maybe let in a couple of goals, if we're being honest, at Fulham and West Brom. But, you know, we go there, it'd be hard to break down and look dangerous on the counter-attack. And that's what we were.
Yeah, and I think the way I'd call it is like it's like composed. We didn't seem nervy, you know. We seemed fairly in control of the game, and that's for me was something that we lacked when we always used to go 1-0 up. It's like we never seemed in control of the game. But yeah, I mean, like you're saying, you can see the difference when Josh Cullen plays, and Bowes alluded to that many times when he was injured, but. So, no, it's not just Josh, I know that, but it's so different when he plays. It just brings that stability and that composure on the ball. And yeah, there was some, you know, there were elements of it that you do think back to the beginning of the season where we were, you know, quite structured and really hard to break down. And like I said, I mean, if we can do that against a good Forest side at home, yeah, they didn't have Grabban, they didn't have Amiobi, but they're still a good side. It's not like they got a League One, League Two team there, you know. So if we can do that there, we just need to keep the consistency and momentum up and we should be fine. But like Bo said, there's probably going to be many twists and turns. There'll be games that we lose that we should have won and vice versa. But
yeah. Well, so on Sunday show, we're saying now it's a two-horse race between us and Wigan now for the final relegation spot. And have you got Huddersfield and Stoke back below us?
Yeah.
It's crazy how quickly they both get beat at home in midweek.
And Luton won yesterday.
Yeah,
it was Wednesday.
Luton winning.
You know, yeah. You can't... I know it's hard not to try and, oh, how many points are we going to get? Because I've done it. It's hard not to do that. Saying, you know, I think we'll get, you know, 6 points out of the next four games or whatever. But no one will ever get it right because it would just be, well, if you do, you didn't put five on it, you'd be a millionaire. But but yeah, it's going to be so difficult. But we just need to focus on the next game. We focus on Blackburn. Good side, in a bit of form. So... yeah, we just need to carry on.
Yeah, well, let's have a look at what some of the people said after that win up at the City Ground on Tuesday. Ev says, bets are back on. What was I saying? We're not going to do it. Three wins on the bounce now and believe. A great performance from everyone, especially from Naby. David Watson says, how many was our so-called fraud in goals supposed to concede tonight? Yeah, I think that's going to be a conversation topic at some point. Craig says, follow-up from Sunday's rant. This time, what didn't Bowyer get right? I lambasted the Purrington sub and was made to eat humble pie. Saar, just wow. Pierce was also solid. But we need to talk about Phillips desperately needing dropping. Lol. Yeah, you'll remember there was a correspondent who got involved on Sunday's show. He's not a fan of Phillips, but most of us in the studio can't really understand that. Paul Harrison's asking, how big are Naby's pockets after we saw that photograph of him on his phone? He did the selfie video after the game because not only did he have to take his phone out of one pocket, he had the whole Forest forward line in the other. London in the geezer's looking ahead to Saturday, so we'll save that. But Tony says it was a brilliant performance, strong going forward, defended very well. Taylor worked his socks off, added Hemed. Phillips was immense. Super Naby Sarr was extremely impressed by Davis, and think that McGeady can do a good job for us when he's match fit too. 100% Charlton said he, Nathan, are you sure you're on the right show? I heard you change teams.
I think, did he tweet me earlier?
Yeah.
I think I was bonting. I did go up to Bramall Lane
the other day, but you're back here
with the boys, with the Louis Mendes.
But
it was a good time. Good time.
Hendrick says it's another great show. First of all, what a result it was on Tuesday. I said I'd deactivate if we win. We do have some gullible fans. I'd like to wind them up. Phillips, Sarr and Taylor were the standout three for me. Absolutely brilliant. Well, that's interesting because Hendrick was the one who was saying he didn't rate Phillips over the weekend, so clearly changed his tune. But he says our support needs to be ambitious, though. I think within our current squad, only Field, Cullen, Lock, Williams if fit, and Taylor when happy, and maybe the young lads are worth keeping. The rest ain't good enough for top championship Premier League football, I'm afraid. So I think Hendrick wants to see a clear out in the summer. Timsey says it was a proper away performance. I was worried when the lineup came out, but was very happy to eat my words. We seem to play our best versus Forest. Really hope we can keep Lyle Taylor. He can become a club legend if he does. I thought Hemed battled very well and was very unlucky not to get a few free kicks for us as well. Will Bolland, as always, says keep the faith. I mean, when that lineup came out, there was a bit of, you know, Williams was returning. Turned out rested. Immediately we were told he was injured, but then taken back to rested, actually, which Boga confirmed after the game. Sam Fields picked up something that's going to have to be checked. We know now that Andre Green's gone for a scan. Prattley was out with a bad back as well, which Lee Boga pointed out was because he's getting on a bit. So I mean, we saw the lineup and a couple of knocks coming in. You can understand why people would be worried you're losing a few of the players, but we're just in a slightly different situation now where you know, injuries come in and you don't have to chuck in a 17-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if that happened and we've had to play Albie at DM or, you know, or central midfield or something like that in a game like that, yeah, I probably would have been a bit worried. But when I saw the team, I was, to be honest, I was fairly okay. I thought Ozzy was in there. I think he had a good game against them. The only thing that I did envisage is that we wasn't really going to get, many goals because, you know, Hemed's still trying to work his way up to speed. And it turned out that he had a good game, in my opinion. So, yeah, I think all in all, at the beginning you can see that, yeah, it's not our strongest. But, like Bo said, why take Johnny and when we've got McGeady and we can give him some minutes? Like, there's no point. He's in a position now where we can change it up a bit or manage players, because we've got to remember, yeah, people are now training full time, but you can't just chuck it. I mean, Lyle's had to do a lot more minutes than he probably would have wanted to, but that's because we've not had any strikers. You know, McCauley's working his way back now. So he's just got to manage the minutes, and not everyone, as soon as you come from an injury, you don't just sort of get back out on the grass and then you're just banging goals in left, right and centre. It takes a while to get back into the swing of it. But yeah, I can see why people are worried, but I mean, it's nice to have that now, and you're not having to rely on, you know, as well as Josh did, like Josh Davison. You haven't got to shove him in the deep end.
Right, Phil says, hi, it was a fantastic result at Forest. I was scathing about the performance up at Stoke, my first away game in 13 years. Looked like I picked the wrong game. Happy to eat humble pie. Can now look forward to a sellout at the Valley on Saturday. Come on, you Reds. Mad Dog, one of the Mad Dog clan has got in touch. He says, what a bloody fantastic win that was. Lady Luck and the Mad Dog spirit. But more importantly, a goal of very high class and skill. Bring on Saturday, going down the Valley with the whole Mad Dog family. My wife, who's currently carrying the next Mad Dog due in April. Well, good stuff. My brother, whose birthday it will be. His fiance, sister, her boyfriend, mum, dad. That's from Mad Dog Mick. Aunt and uncle, so there you go.
A load of Mad Dogs down the valley.
Mad Dog Alan must be related to him somehow.
Do you reckon?
Mad Dog. We've got a good email from Jorgen, which I'm going to save for after we hear from Naby. But Doogie said, a great win at Forest. It was the polar opposite of the performance at Stoke. Tactically, we were spot on. Get the win Saturday, we could be 9 points clear. That could be massive. Come on, you Reds. Yeah, I would love to see an even bigger gap opening. Why do you think the performance was so different Saturday? Because, I mean, that's championship football for you. Yeah. We're clearly an established championship team now, because we can go from being dreadful one game to incredible 3 days later.
Yeah, it is the championship. I think, in my opinion, Stoke have a very, very good side.
I still can't believe they are where they are. Even when, you know, we played them, I still thought they were, and we beat them at home, I still thought they were going to climb the table. I still thought they'd get promoted. And it just hasn't happened for them. But it's a championship. Everyone can beat anyone, and I think that's what makes the championship so appealing to, obviously, non-premium league fans. Is it's just that, you know, the, what's the word I'm looking for? Unpredictability of it, maybe. But yeah, so again, this is what I mean. This is what I said earlier. We need to try and, you know, beat the Forest, but we need to try and keep them in and beat the Blackburn at homes and not just turn up for the big games, because we do tend to do that sometimes, just turn up for the big ones.
Right, Adam Biggs emails in as well. Good evening to you. Adam says we need some wins now at home as well to get some more points on the table for Lee Bowyer. Hopefully we'll do that this Saturday. That's from Adam, from his mum and dad, and from all the Cheltenham Upbeats. Cheers for that, Adam, and from Alex as well. Right, we got to hear from the main man, haven't we? Big Nabs, Nabi Sarr, came to speak to us after the game up at Forest. His assist was just superb, and he was pleased that he could make a contribution to the team winning with that assist for Lyle Taylor's goal.
Yeah, of course, I'm happy. I just wanted to put in a good area, and Lyle was there, so yeah, today I'm happy. I'm happy I helped the team. Yeah.
I mean, the goal will take the credit and will take all the headlines tomorrow, the build-up and the strike from Lyle. But the overall performance from yourself and the team to keep out a side that was aiming for the top two, a superb performance.
Yeah, I think that was a great team performance. I think everyone dug deep to keep that clean sheet. Everyone was putting their body on the line, and we tried to play as well when he was on. So I think, yeah, overall, that's a great team performance.
Time and time again, some fans question how we're going to perform, especially after a disappointing performance or even a disappointing half. Yeah. But time and time again, the team come back and prove everybody wrong and put in a shift like we did tonight.
Yeah, I think everyone knows what we're capable of. Obviously, we have some bodies back now, so I think we're stronger. And yeah, this league is very difficult, so it's not going to be easy every weekend. But I think with the team we have and the quality we have, we don't have to be afraid of any team. I think like they're top six in the league, and I think we done well against them. So we should be confident of what we can do and just keep going.
Up against a really dangerous attacking player in Joe Lolley, for the most part, down that left-hand side. And both you and Alfie Doty in the first half, and then Ben Purrington when he came on, dealt with him comfortably.
Yeah, that's the kind of player you have in this league. Like, they're really good, really sharp. So you have to be focused 95 minutes, because if you just switch off one minute, he can put in a great ball or just finish it himself. So I think, yeah, we done well this ball, yeah.
Great contribution for the goal, obviously. Almost a contribution at the other end a couple of minutes later, and Dylan had to pull off a bit of a smart one. But if you hadn't got your foot to that, that might have gone on in the top corner.
Yeah, I've tried to clear it like I could, but I was lucky today. It wasn't winning because it could have been in. So, yeah, today everything wasn't on my favour, so I'm happy. Yeah.
Well, it's a team game. And is it true, like, in the dressing room, a lot of people, I said before, questioning, the only people not surprised by a result like this, the team in that dressing room?
Yeah, like I said earlier, like, we all know what we're capable of and the quality we have, because we see it every week in training, like how we train, and if you put the attitude and the togetherness, I think we can beat anyone in this league. Like, we just have to be confident.
And with players coming back now, we've got a 14-game run in to make sure we don't slip any further down the league. Players confident in there?
Yeah, exactly. Like, with win like tonight, of course the confidence is building, and we have to build on this one to go forward.
A great result tonight and a great performance from yourself. Maybe well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you think the difference was between Saturday and today? Because obviously Saturday was quite disappointing, but the players managed to find something different in themselves for this evening.
Well, I think tonight maybe we were more front foot, like maybe Saturday we were just sitting and inviting the pressure. So I think tonight everyone was front foot and we were getting the ball back in great areas. So I think maybe that was the difference today.
Obviously it opens the gap up to the bottom three, now up to six. I mean, as players, do you keep an eye on that gap? Because obviously when it gets down to four, the fans suddenly are a bit more nervous.
Yeah, of course you keep an eye on the table, but the main thing is we want to play to win every game. because that's the most important. If you win, if you play to win the games, of course you're going to grab points and climb the table. So yeah, we play to win every game, of course.
Will swing this ball in again, looking towards the far post. Saw the header. Saw!
Come on!
Nabi Saw! At the back post. And Charlton have their second. Just a little thin corner to the back post. Roos totally misjudged it. And Nabi Saw had an open goal.
There we go. Welcome back to Charlton Live, the big match preview. That was Nabi Saw after his superb performance up at Forest the other day. Yeah, interesting. Obviously, his contract's up at the end of the season. What do you think could happen there? Because he's on. I mean, if we want, he's on a lot of money comparatively because of when we signed him.
I think it's going to be quite tricky. I think because obviously I don't know how much. Nabi's on. I don't know Matt's model, what he's planning on doing, but I can imagine he'll probably be earning a decent wedge. And if he's outside of the model, whatever that may be, it'll either be you'll have to come down towards my model, or you won't. And I mean that will come down to Nabi and his agent. So I'm pretty sure. I mean, I think if Nabi was willing to, you know, reduce his salary, if that's the issue, which I'm. I think Bowyer would probably want to keep him, but I just think it'd be down to Nabi and it's his career. Hopefully, you know, I don't want him to go. I think he's loved the guy, and I think a lot of people wouldn't want to see him go, just like Bauer. But it's football, and if it's the model that we've got to have, then you know, and so be it. But I just think that let Nabi concentrate on his football, which I'm sure he is, and he can worry about that in the summer. And but yeah, hopefully he doesn't. And if it is about salary, then like you can't. The thing is with it's like the Lyle thing. You can't say, "Oh no, you can't." You know, whatever Matt's offered Lyle, you don't want to break in the bank because of the other players and that. You can't say that. And but then for Nabi, go, yeah, all right, yeah, you can give him as much as you want or whatever. So yeah, I mean, hopefully he does stay somehow. But I mean, obviously, that without knowing the details, it's difficult to sort of. Definitely say what the. Do you know what I mean? But I think everyone would want him to stay, surely.
Yeah, I guess so. I think he might have a couple, maybe. But fans over. But say, oh yeah, I don't know. He has his off days, doesn't he? And yeah. I guess we'll see as it goes on. Right. Before we start to properly look ahead to the game with Blackburn Football for a Fiver game here on Saturday, we've got this great email from Jorgen out in Norway who sent an email. It says, "Great show, guys. Always a pleasure to listen to you from." Stavanger in Norway. Cheers, Jorgen. Great to have you.
I thought he was going to say sunny Norway.
Yeah, I mean that would be a bit far-fetched. Not that I've ever been. It might be for some time. Even before the 3-pointers against Barnsley and Forest, you've said that 3 or 4 wins will be sufficient to beat the drop. I always thought that this was a bit optimistic. So just for fun, I've had a look at the last 10 seasons in the Championship to see what we can realistically expect from the last 16 games. If previous seasons are anything to go by. He then said, see the full data set in the attached file. I did have a look at this earlier. He sent an Excel spreadsheet, so he's a man after my heart.
Love that.
I'm a big Excel expert, if you will. But anyway, here is a summary of Jorgen's points he's going to make. So over the last 10 seasons, no team has been relegated after amassing 36 points after 32 games, which was what Charlton have been on after 32 games this season, which is good news. The 30 teams relegated in the last 10 years have all been in the bottom 5 after 32 games. Charlton are currently 6th from bottom. There we go. We're going to break a lot of records if we go down now. The 3 teams at the bottom of the table after 32 games ended up relegated by the end of the season in 6 of the last 10 seasons. So, thus, the idea, some have, me included, predicting a whole city collapse, that the teams above Charlton might be dragged into a survival fight, is rather unrealistic. Middlesbrough on 37, QPR on 39, Reading on 39 and Hull on 40 should feel more or less secure based on the last 10 seasons. 47 points, which is Lee Bowyer's target, has not been a sufficient total to avoid relegation in only three of the last 10 seasons. In the three seasons where more than 47 points were required to stay up, the team in 22nd after 32 games had 34, 35 and 30. Wigan are currently in 22nd on 30, so the lowest amount of those points. No team has avoided the drop with 25 points after 32 games. That's what Barnsley have currently. Only one team has survived with 27 or less after 32 games, which is what Luton have currently. That was Rotherham in 15-16. Rotherham then took 23 points from their last 16 games of the season, when only a meagre 41 points would have been enough to stay up. The average point haul for the 30 team regulated in over the last 16 seasons is 12 or 17, I assume, of the last few games. The average points won from the last 16 games for the team in 22nd place after 32 is 15. Thus, we can predict Wigan to reach 45 points this season. Wigan will have to put a real shift in, though, to reach 47. Only 10 of the 30 teams relegated over the last season have had 30 points or more after 32 games. That's Wigan's current total. The season of horror relegation-wise is 2012-13, when Peterborough went down with 54 points. They had 33 after 32 games. Wolves went down that season too with 35 points after 32 games. That season is rather exceptional, though, in this respect. To sum up, I'd say that four more wins from now are likely to keep Charlton up. If the team keeps playing like they did against Forest, then it should be a walk in the park. Keep it up, guys. That's from Jorgen. That was brilliant, Jorgen. He's really delved into the stats there. And, well, that makes me feel a lot more comfortable now about where we are. I looked through his, through his spreadsheet. I think 45 would be enough. What did he say? In seven of the seasons, I think. So I think that would be enough. But, I mean, to be safe, 47, which is what Bowyer's aiming for now. I mean, I'm certainly feeling a lot more comfortable than I was a week ago.
Yeah, of course. I think if you look at the games that we've got a lot of teams around us. You know, you've got the Huddersfields there. You've got the Luton and Wigan home games. So, yeah, I think it's looking promising. And obviously, I mean, it's great work, obviously, Jurgen done. It's like brilliant. But, I mean, for me, I'm not trying to put a negative spin on it. Yeah, I am a lot more confident than I was on Saturday night. Of course I was. But I just think comparing it too far back, I just think the league's changed. I think there's a lot more Premier League player influence in this league than there probably was than 10 years ago. I think it's a completely different league now. But I agree with Jurgen. I think four wins should be okay. It's still going to be topsy-turvy. I'm not going to be, you know, comfortable until it happens, like, and probably a lot of people. But the saving grace for me is I said this month, you know, we've got obviously Huddersfield coming up. We've got Wigan to play at home at the end. We've got Luton to play at home soon. We've got, you know, Borough, Birmingham. So I think we're playing teams around us, and I think that's probably what will probably get us through it. And I mean, because what was that tweet that came out? Was it Sky Bet or something about the top six that were all top five that we're unbeaten against them or something?
We have a very good record against West Brom, Leeds, Fulham, Brentford, and Nottingham Forest are the top five, and we've remain unbeaten against all of them. Right, just before we start to look ahead then to Blackburn, just a reminder, here at the Valley next Thursday evening on Thursday the 20th of February, 7 p.m. although doors open at 6, there is a quiz being run by the Charlton Athletic Community Trust up in the fans bar or crossbars here. It's £10 per person to enter, or £90 for a team of 10. You can book it through the Community Trust website. All funds raised will support the Trust's work in the heart of the community. So get involved in that. Only £10 per person, £90 for a team of 10. A general knowledge quiz here at the Valley to help support some excellent local work in the local community. Right, Blackburn coming up to the Valley. Obviously, because there's been a round of midweek games where I haven't been able to get hold of a Blackburn journalist. I didn't even try, to be honest. Too busy. So we'll have a look at them ourselves. Clearly a team is on a decent run. They're 6 points outside the playoffs. Only one defeat in the last five in the championship. I mean, that's a tough nut to crack. We beat them on the opening day of the season. As with every team in the championship, though, Nathan. I mean, they've got some decent players you've got to keep an eye on.
Yeah, no, they have. I mean, well, they beat Sheffield Wednesday 5-0, didn't they?
Sheffield Wednesday are rubbish nowadays.
I know they went down to 10 men, but, you know, you've got players like Lewis Holtby. Not long ago, he was playing in the Premier League for Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, they've got some good players. You've got Sam Gallagher, you've got Graham there. They've got experience.
Still look good when we played them on the opening day.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm just looking through their team now. It's like Downing, you know, Barry Bannon, Joe Rothwell. They've got a wealth of good quality players, and Bradley Dack's injured for the season, so they surprised me how well they're doing without him. But it's not going to be an easy game. But like we've said, I mean, for big games, you know, we always seem to turn up, and I just really think we need to keep the momentum. They're in a good run of form. I think they beat Hull at 3-0 on Tuesday, wasn't it, or Wednesday? Yeah. So, yeah, so Tony Mowbray's got a decent squad, because, I mean, Mowbray said to Bowie at the beginning of the season, just to get through it, you need a big squad, didn't he?
Mm.
And, Mowbray's had that, and look where they are. But Lewis Holtby, for me, is way too good for this division.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be tricky, but we're on a bit of a bounce, if you exclude the Stoke one, but... Yeah, it's going to be tricky, but it's doable.
I mean, only one win in their last four Championship away games, and they got beat at Birmingham in the FA Cup in that time on the road as well. So only one win in their last five away from home. That was that 5-0 win at Sheffield Wednesday. A 1-0 draw last time out on the road at Middlesbrough. So, you know, there could be something there for us. Mm. And we're going to be backed, of course, by a massive crowd here at the Valley. Football for a fiver. The game has sold out. As I mentioned earlier, you need to make sure that you get here early. Now, Bowyer was asked to look ahead to this game in his press day earlier on today. And he's started by asking if there's any hope for any players who were missing out on Tuesday to come back in time for the game against Blackburn Rovers.
No, nothing's really changing on the injury front. To be fair, most of them are back now. There's not many that are out. So, yeah, the most important thing is that we just try and balance their minutes. That's the difficult thing at the moment, is the ones that are playing, that have been out for a long time, we have to try and look after them the best we can. But I think you see on Tuesday, Lyle was getting back to where he was before the injury. So Lyle's one of them road bus people that need to play really to get him to where he needs to be, because if you be too soft with him and just keep playing him 60, 60, 30, he's never going to get to where we want him to be. So Lowell knows that. I spoke to him on Monday and Sunday and Monday, and he wanted to play, and then I have to judge him while the game's going on. And on Tuesday he was still running around closing people down in the 89th minute, so I know Lowell's in getting in a better place.
You've gone from one extreme to the other. You think back earlier in the season, you were scratching around trying to put 11 players out there, let alone substitutes. Now you've got a bit of wealth of riches, is that right?
Well, yeah, we've got numbers that we can rest. Left Johnny behind on Tuesday, left Andre behind. So... yeah, we've got a bit of luxury at the moment. I'm not used to it, but it's nice to have, because now you know that them players, there's a chance they'll come back in and be fresh and ready for the game on Saturday.
Just quickly, what's it going to be like to see the Valley full on Saturday?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Last time was the playoffs, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm just so pleased, and the place is going to be banned, because it always is, even when it ain't full. So, yeah, seeing that place full again is, again, for me, it just shows how far the club's come since I've been in charge. Would you have said that we'd have been playing in a Championship game and the Valley being full? None of us would have dreamed that, but it just shows that the club's moving forward, and that can only be positive for us, because every player wants to play in front of a full house, everyone. And especially in front of our crowd, who don't stop singing from start to finish. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and the players are as well.
There we go. Lee Bowyer looking forward to seeing the place absolutely bouncing on Saturday. Sell-out crowd. I mean, having the place packed out like that, in fairness, against Doncaster in the playoffs, it probably might have made us a bit nervous, but you'd assume it could help. I mean, Benji Nurik did that interesting piece, and it might be a coincidence, but there might be something behind it about how the games we've won this season have always been with 18,000 plus crowds, you know, on average, and we tend to lose the games with the lower crowds. Some might say it's too much of a coincidence for it to be a coincidence that we always seem to do better in front of a slightly higher crowd this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. I mean, obviously I didn't play at a professional level, but even at...
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah, but even like, you know, when you're getting egged on from the sidelines, and you know there's a good atmosphere, it does give you another 5% or so. And it's like, if you think, we was talking about Naby off air about, you know, how much he loves the fans chanting his name, and you can tell how happy he is, and his performance has improved, and you know he loves it. But I think if you're a player and you're going into a big game, and like that Doncaster game, I mean, that sound when Bilic scored, it was absolutely incredible. And I think there is an element to it that I think it does pick players up, that you're playing, and you know, you feel pumped, you want to impress, you want to, you know, hear the crowd roar. Whether or not it transpires to, you know, form in results, I'm not sure, because it's hard to sort of say. But I think, yeah, players love... I mean, if players don't like playing in front of crowds like that, they're in the wrong game. They've got to play badminton or something, you know what I mean? But no offense to badminton players out there. But
yeah, plenty of them listen.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it is, it's a good thing. And I love it when... There's nothing worse than coming on that Tuesday night against Huddersfield when it was just dead. And it was just... No one wanted to be there, it seemed, and it was just horrible. But I think now it's bouncing. Let's get it, you know, let's get all the songs going, you know, Twist and Shout and all that. Let's go for it. And I think everyone will love it and enjoy it.
I mean, we have to see it as a chance to extend our cushion above the relegation zone further. I mean, I'm looking at the fixtures: Huddersfield away at Derby, Wigan away at Cardiff, Barnsley away at Fulham, Luton away at Middlesbrough. I mean, they've all got tough games. I mean, I'm not saying we've got an easy game by any stretch, but us at home against a Blackburn side that haven't travelled too well recently. I mean, if we can get that points, and let's say we only get one or two more points, and you know, teams below us pick up something, and we only extend it to seven or to eight. I mean, it could be nine if we win and everything else goes our way. I mean, that we're starting to get into that territory now with the end of the season getting nearer and nearer, where we're starting to hope we can build an unassailable gap. I'm going to look really stupid on Saturday, 5 o'clock, if it's back down to 3 points. But, yeah. I mean, this is a real opportunity now for us.
Yeah, of course it is. And I think the most important thing for us is who scores the first goal. I think if we score the first goal, I think we probably will get a result of some sort. I just think if we go 1-0 down, I think, have we really got enough firepower? You know, if Andre's not fit, you know, Hemed's building his fitness up. Believe it or not, Lyle's probably still not 100%. He's obviously nearing it. But, you know, have we got enough to get, two every game? I don't know at the moment. But I think, yeah, it's a chance we need to build on this. And like you say, we need to take advantage of teams losing the games, you know, the Lutons and the Wigans and stuff like that. When they lose, we need to get a point. Just make sure we don't go below that six and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, Mendonca Anastas is asking then on the forum, after saying it was a big win against Forest, do you think there will be changes to the starting lineup? Will Lee rotate the squad? You assume so. I mean, so for example, the likes of Johnny Williams, who was left at home on Tuesday, he could come in. Aaron Ozturma, never know, he might start because he did play well, but there's an opportunity to change there. Even McGeady could come in and start. That's three options pretty much in the same position all of a sudden. Tom Ahmed, I thought he played quite well, so I'd be surprised if he comes out, but Macaulay Bond's probably waiting in the wings for 20 minutes, I imagine. I mean, there's definitely scope for Bowes to change now.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of flexibility in terms of formation as well. I mean, you look at, if we played a diamond, you could bring Johnny in the hole and take Ozzy out, or if you want to go with a three, you could maybe give Lyle or Tamar a rest and put Johnny and McGeady either side, you know, out wide. They've got so many sort of options now. And do I think there'll be loads of changes? I don't think there'll be many, maybe two or three. I think Alfie will probably... I can't see. It depends if he plays a four or five. That's another thing. I mean, can he drop any of the centre halves? I mean, that's going to be a difficult one if he goes through a diamond. You'd expect Davis to play, Cullen to play, Johnny Williams possibly might come in. So yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. But I can't pick the team because we've got so many to choose from now. But it'd be interesting if he goes for three up top with McGeady and Williams, or if he goes for a diamond or wing backs. It's interesting.
Because that's another name we haven't even mentioned yet, is the fact that Chucks was on the bench, Chucks and Ike up at Forest. I mean, he's someone I quite like when he's on his game. He's had some stinkers as well this season, but at the very start of the season, he came on a couple of times, ready in a way in particular where he looked particularly impressive.
Yeah, of course. And imagine, you know, imagine if we're chasing the game, you bring Chucks and McCauley on. It's not a bad sub to have, is it? So yeah, it's what I mean. The problem is, Chucks have been banging them in for under 23s, as we spoke about. I think it was last week, and like Bo said, it's a different kettle of fish down there. So with that in mind, he needs to play some minutes. But then there are a lot of others that needs minutes. Hemed needs minutes. You know, McGeady needs minutes. Chucks needs minutes. There's so many players who needs minutes. You can't fit them all on the same pitch. And you don't want to play 11 with everyone still nearing match fitness because you might have a result like Stoke game. Yeah. But yeah, it'd be interesting. But I mean, it's nice to have that, you know, not being able to call the starting 11. Before, we had sort of like seven senior players to say, well, it's going to be them. under 14, can we try draft in to maybe make the match day squad? I know you're not allowed to, but you know what I mean. Yeah. But yeah, so it'll be nice. But it's nice to have that competition now.
And with Luton at home the next week, I mean, do you think that takes a little bit of pressure off? I mean, because we've got a great result at Forest, and then we know we've got a game that will be high pressure. I mean, this is a game that if we take a point and then go on and get a win against Luton, I mean, that won't be the end of the world if we end up with 7 points out of those three games. So it possibly does it take it off, or will Lee be thinking about if we can get into that game against Luton all guns blazing, full of momentum? I mean, that could really be the spell that keeps us in this division.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's difficult because, I mean, right now, I mean, you know, if I think of it on one hand, I think if we, you know, get a draw, let's say we draw on Saturday and then lose to Luton, I'd be like, well, in hindsight, well, I expected a loss against Forest and then win against Luton, so it doesn't really matter. But the momentum and the positions we put ourselves in, we just need to, like Luton, I know we hopefully we're going to try and win, obviously, but even if we got a point, there's still a point they ain't gained on us. So that's the way I'd see it. So like out of Blackburn and Luton, you know, you're hoping for four, but I think three isn't, you know, the worst case. So even if we lost to Blackburn and beat Luton, we just got to make sure the people don't catch us. That's the main thing now.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Right, we're almost out of time, so we need your prediction for the game against Blackburn Rovers, Nathan.
I'm going to go for a boring 1-1.
Boring 1-1. Yeah. Ruined the show. Second week in a row.
What did I say last week? 0-0.
Stoke, you said it was going to be 0-0. I wish it was 0-0, to be fair, at Stoke. but they did change it to a 5-0 win.
So. Who done that, Tom?
That was you, wasn't it?
Well, I didn't change it. I did at the end, yeah. Oh, yeah. Silly me. Do you want me to change it again now?
Yeah, go on then.
5-0.
Yeah, lovely. Right, we've run out of time on the big match preview this week. Thanks to all of you who've tuned in, celebrating that fine win up at the City Ground against Forest on Tuesday and looking ahead to a big game against Blackburn Rovers. Let's hope it'll be 3 points. Thanks for coming in, Nath. Good to see you.
Cheers, mate. Up at the Swan Saturday if you fancy beer, Lou. I know you're working, but anyone else fancy a beer? Let's go up, have some tequila.
Yeah, oi, oi. Your beer, stay clear of the Swan then.
Fair enough.
Right, I've been Louis Mendes, thanks for listening. We'll see you back here on Sunday when we'll look back at whatever happens against Blackburn Rovers. Hopefully it'll be three more lovely points for them Addicts boys. We'll see you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.